Christ is risen. What sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. For more than 150 years, the members of St. Peter have been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our congregation is Christ-centered and service-oriented. Our school, under the leadership of Principal Rhonda Reimers, strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter in North Judson, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song. The Gospel reading for the second Sunday of Easter presents several important elements after the death and resurrection of Jesus. He appears two times to gatherings of his disciples, presenting himself alive to them, giving them peace and the Holy Spirit, with the power to forgive or deny forgiveness of sins. Thomas, not there at Christ's first appearance, is often seen as a weak doubter of the resurrection, but we too often forget his strong statement only a short time earlier when Jesus told his disciples that he would go to Bethany at the death of Lazarus. Thomas, knowing the danger at that time from the chief priests and the Pharisees, said, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." We now hear one account from many of the appearances of the resurrected Jesus, followed by the hymn, "Peace I Leave With You."
From the 20th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you withhold forgiveness from anyone, it is withheld." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe." 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put out your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you.
My peace.
In his first general letter to the churches scattered in Asia Minor, Peter addresses God's elect, strangers in the world. He returns repeatedly to God's gift of faith, which leads to the salvation of our souls. We reflect on this in a setting of the hymn, "We Walk by Faith and Not by Sight."
A reading from the first chapter of the first epistle of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
Members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Multiple opportunities are offered weekly to receive God's love in Jesus through word and sacrament ministry. Weekly worship services are held on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock and Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Sunday school and Bible study meet at 10:15 on Sunday mornings, along with various small group Bible studies, which meet throughout the week. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. If you are looking for more information regarding the school, please contact the school office at 574-896-5933. We are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.